Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vegan Diner Classic Comfort Food for the Body and Soul by Julie Hassan is a vegan cookbook built around the idea that going plant-based does not require giving up the nostalgic pleasures of American diner food. Framed as a diner gone vegan, it offers a broad collection of recipes spanning breakfast, lunch, dinner, and desserts, with an emphasis on familiar comfort food formats rather than niche health food. The book's purpose is to recreate the flavors, textures, and fun of classics like waffles, blue plate style plates, hearty sandwiches and entrees, and old school sweets in versions made without meat, eggs, or dairy. Hassan also helps readers understand and use a set of staple vegan ingredients and basic tools that enable convincing substitutions, making the approach practical for home kitchens. With clear directions and an inviting tone, the book aims to serve vegans and the veg curious alike, especially anyone who misses traditional diner favorites and wants reliable ways to make them plant-based. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reimagining American diner comfort food in a vegan framework. The central idea of Vegan Diner is not simply to collect vegan recipes, but to translate the diner experience into plant-based cooking. That means focusing on the foods people associate with booths, specials boards, and all-day breakfast hearty plates, indulgent sides, and desserts meant to satisfy cravings. The book's recipe selection reflects this theme by covering both savory and sweet options across the day, so a reader can build complete diner-style meals rather than isolated components. In this framework, comfort food is treated as a legitimate culinary goal, not a guilty exception. Hassan's approach also acknowledges a common barrier for new vegans and plant-forward eaters: the fear of losing beloved favorites. By presenting familiar dishes in vegan form, the book offers a bridge between traditional American food culture and vegan ethics. The diner lens helps set expectations for flavor and texture, encouraging readers to prioritize richness, crunch, chew, and creaminess where appropriate, while still keeping the ingredient list fully plant-based. This positioning is a key reason the book appeals not only to committed vegans, but also to omnivores who want approachable, recognizable meals. Secondly, core substitution strategies for eggs, dairy, and meat. A major practical contribution of Vegan Diner is showing how classic diner dishes can be rebuilt by replacing animal-based ingredients with vegan alternatives that behave similarly in cooking. The book highlights the kinds of substitutions home cooks repeatedly need: egg replacements for binding and baking, dairy alternatives for creamy textures and richness, and protein approaches that can stand in for meat centered on trees. Rather than treating substitutions as obscure tricks, the overall method is to make them repeatable so readers can apply the logic beyond a single recipe. That often means learning a few reliable building blocks and keeping them available in a vegan pantry. Link-up sources indicate the book discusses items such as agar powder, egg replacer, tofu, and flax used as an egg substitute, which aligns with the goal of producing diner-like results in baked goods and comfort foods. It also introduces ingredients that can feel intimidating at first, such as vital wheat gluten, while aiming to keep instructions approachable. The bigger theme is confidence once a cook understands how to create structure, moisture, lift, and savory depth without eggs or dairy. Vegan comfort food becomes less about deprivation and more about technique. Thirdly, breakfast through dessert coverage for complete comfort food menus. Vegan Diner is organized around breadth and menu-like variety, reflecting how diners serve everything from morning staples to late-day plates and sweets. This is important because comfort food cooking is often situational. A reader might want a weekend breakfast, a hearty lunch, or a nostalgic dessert, and the book aims to meet all of those needs in one place. Public descriptions consistently emphasize that the recipes span breakfast, lunch, and supper, and include both savory and sweet selections. That range makes it easier to plan full meals that feel cohesive rather than assembling unrelated vegan dishes. It also supports entertaining and family-style cooking, since diners are inherently shareable food spaces with sides, sauces, and desserts. The book's examples in public listings, such as waffles, brownies, blue plate style meals, and banana pudding pie, signal a deliberate effort to include iconic comfort categories: griddled breakfast items, baked treats, classic plate meals, and retro desserts. The inclusion of food photography, noted in descriptions as more than 30 photos, reinforces the diner appeal by showing readers what the finished dishes should look like, which can be especially helpful when replicating familiar foods in a vegan form. Fourthly, a practical vegan pantry and equipment mindset beyond individual recipes. Vegan Diner emphasizes readiness, keeping a set of ingredients and basic tools that make vegan comfort cooking straightforward. This matters because many veganized diner dishes rely on texture engineering, emulsions, and binding, and those are easier when the cook has the right staples on hand. Link-up references note that Hassan lists vegan pantry items and also calls out useful equipment, which suggests a teaching approach aimed at reducing friction for home cooks. the pantry concept is not about specialty shopping for every recipe, but about a core toolkit that supports repeated use. Items mentioned in public descriptions and reviews include agar powder, egg replacer, and tofu, with other ingredients such as flax and vital wheat gluten appearing in reader commentary. Equipment is presented as accessible rather than professional typical home kitchen tools that help produce consistent results. The theme here is that vegan comfort food becomes far more achievable when you treat key ingredients as staples rather than exceptions. For readers new to plant-based cooking, this approach can also demystify what to buy and why, turning unfamiliar products into functional, understandable components of everyday meals. Lastly, balancing indulgence, ethics, and approachability, the book's promise of guilt-free comfort speaks to a balancing act delivering indulgent diner flavors while aligning with vegan values and, for many readers, a desire to feel better after eating. Vegan Diner does not position itself as strict diet food. Instead, it prioritizes satisfaction and nostalgia while removing animal ingredients. That ethical alignment is part of the appeal, particularly for readers who want comfort food that is kind to animals and more environmentally mindful. At the same time, approachability is a repeated theme in reviews and listings, with praise for clear, creative, and foolproof recipes that make new techniques feel manageable. This matters because comfort food is often chosen for emotional ease, so the cooking process needs to feel welcoming rather than daunting. The book also appears to help readers overcome hesitation around certain vegan ingredients by explaining how to use them effectively. In practice, this combination allows the book to serve multiple audiences: experienced vegans looking for expanded comfort options, new vegans trying to retain familiar foods, and non-vegans curious about plant-based versions of classics. The diner format becomes a friendly entry point into vegan cooking without asking readers to abandon the foods they love. In conclusion, Vegan Diner is best suited to home cooks who crave familiar American comfort food but want it made without meat, eggs, or dairy. Longtime vegans will appreciate having a single volume that tackles classic diner categories across the day, while newer vegans and vegan curious omnivores can use the book as a practical guide to making plant-based versions of foods they already recognize. The benefits are both culinary and confidence-building. Readers learn repeatable substitution patterns, build a reliable vegan pantry, and gain comfort with ingredients that may initially seem specialized. Because diner food is texture-driven and often rich, a cookbook that succeeds in this space tends to offer transferable lessons about structure, binding, and flavor building, especially for baking and hearty mains. What helps Vegan Diner stand out in its category is its clear focus on the diner experience rather than generic vegan meals. Paired with an emphasis on approachable instructions and broad menu coverage, many vegan cookbooks lean heavily toward whole food wellness or global cuisine. Hassan's niche is nostalgia and indulgence done plant-based. For anyone who misses diner-style breakfasts, blue plate dinners, and retro desserts, this book provides a realistic home kitchen path to recreating that comfort in a vegan way. If you would like to support Julie Hassan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.